It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is brought to you away this morning by Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, the Fairfield Banking Company, Bonds Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank.
And a good Saturday morning to you, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this episode of Sports Talk. Lots to cover here this morning, as today is Saturday, October the 12th. Currently in Fairfield, it's 40 degrees. Well, lots to talk about here, as I mentioned. Big night last night at the train yard as the Fairfield Mules hosted Edwards County. We'll hear from Fairfield Mules football coach Justin Townsend. We'll also hear from Fairfield Lady Mules volleyball coach Chet Snyder. We'll also check the scores, the schedule, and also a look at the weekend sports here for you. This is Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'll check the scores. I'll announce those as that's coming up here. But let's go ahead and talk about here real quick here the Cardinals. As they opened play in the NLCS at Busch Stadium last night, they as the Washington Nationals beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-0. Here is the Redbird recap of last night's game.
Washington Nationals starter Anibal Sanchez did not allow a Cardinal hit until pinch hitter Jose Martinez singled with two outs in the eighth inning. And the Nationals, who scored a run in the second inning on doubles by Howie Kendrick and Yan Gomes, added a run in the seventh inning on a triple by Adam Eaton and then a two-out single from Howie Kendrick. And the Nationals took Game 1 of the National League Championship Series 2-0. Sanchez went to 3-5 for his career in postseason play with his first win in 2019. Miles Michaelis pitched a good game, giving up one run, but he fell to 1-1 this postseason with the loss, and Sean Doolittle earned the save. That leads us to today's Game 2, and it's a rematch of the Wednesday, September 18th game here at Busch Stadium, where Adam Wainwright outpitched Max Scherzer. Wainwright got the win, so he went 7 innings, 8 hits, 1 unearned run, and a walk with 3 strikeouts, while Scherzer gave up 5 runs, 7 hits, over 6 2/3. The Nationals won Game 1. We're on the air today at 2:13. I'm John Rooney.
He has earned the distinction as the greatest catcher in Cardinals history. What other superlatives define Yadier Molina? Adam Wainwright.
Champion.
Matt Carpenter.
Teammate.
Mike Schilt.
No doubt Hall of Famer.
Willie McGee.
The face of the franchise.
He's the one, the only Yadier Molina. And he's being honored with a one-of-a-kind tribute in the 2019 Cardinals yearbook. Pick up this exceptional salute to an extraordinary talent at cardinals.com/publications or 314-345-9000.
And again, that was the Redbird recap of last night's game. Again, as Washington defeated St. Louis 2-0. So now the Nationals, they have a 1-0 series lead. Again, it is the best of 7. Now, would like to mention you can hear St. Louis Cardinals baseball on WOKZ 105.9, so you can listen to today's game here this afternoon. Again, taking the mound for the Cardinals as Waino, Adam Wainwright, he'll face off against Max Scherzer, the former St. Louis native, actually, Max, a graduate of the University of Missouri. And again, that time, first pitch is at 3:08. Also, another note, too, the ALCS Game 1, that starts today as well. Now, that'll be starting following the Cardinals and Washington game. The New York Yankees will be on the road at Houston as they'll be taking on the Astros as well. I'll tell you more details on that. That is coming up a little bit later on. Now, we'd like to mention the scores here, high school football scores from last night. High school football action, it was Fairfield over Edwards County, 47-3. Elsewhere in the Black Diamond Conference, it was Carmine White County over Johnston City, 20-12. Chester defeated Cesar Valera Waltonville, 41-21. It was CZR getting a nice win over El Dorado, 21-10. In fact, it was CZR's homecoming last night. Other scores from around the area and region, Vincennes Lincoln defeated Mount Carmel 14-6. Another low-scoring game, it was Flora over Newton 7-0. Paris defeated Olney Richwayne County 17-14. It was Robinson over Lawrenceville 37-0. Marshall over Red Hill 52-20. It was KZ Westfield over South of Newton, Indiana, 35-14. Benton over Massac County, 43-20. Murfreesboro over Harrisburg, 49-7. It was Herron topping West Frankfort, 42-20. Carterville over Sparta, 34-16. DuCoin topped Anna Jonesboro, 49-20. Nashville defeated Pickneyville, 47-7. Carbondale over Belleville-Altoff, 50-21. Cahokia defeated Mount Vernon, 60-7. Marion over Centralia, 44-7. And it was Salem over Carlisle, 59-10. Talked about Major League Baseball again last night. NLCS Game 1, Washington over St. Louis, 2-0. Again, Washington has that 1-0 lead in the series. Talk about the local sports schedule as well here for you. That's coming up a little bit later on here on Sports Talk. Coming up, we'll hear from Fairfield Mules football coach Justin Townsend. Also, I'll tell you about the teams in Southern Illinois, teams that 7-0, even on down the line, those that have already have been guaranteed a spot in the playoffs and those that still have some work to do. So it's coming up here on Sports Talk here. It's coming up just minutes away here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Again, we'll hear from Fairfield Mules coach Justin Townsend right after these words.
When a need for medical care arises outside of regular business hours, simply visit Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Urgent Care at the FMH Medical Complex, 213 Northwest 10th Street, Suite A left. There is no need for an appointment and walk-ins are always welcome. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care treats strains, sprains, sore throats, colds, flu, minor lacerations, minor fractures, and more. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 5.
Time now to get your swimming pool ready for the cold weather. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get your pool winterized. Have all pool equipment detached and stored, and they'll even put on your pool cover. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays, 8 to noon.
Hey parents, ever find yourself digging for money to send with your kids but figure out you're out of cash? We're introducing the F&B Easy Card. It's a debit card that can help teach the responsibility of managing money and be easily managed with your own banking errands. The best part? You can set custom daily limits like $10 a day and use online and mobile banking to transfer between this account and any other F&B checking account you own. Interested in learning more? Give us a call for details at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday, October 12th. Well, it was a homecoming victory for the Fairfield Mules last night at the Train Yard. Mark Turner, he caught up with the Mules coach Justin Townsend after the game, but also we'll hear from a couple of players from the Mules football team as well. First, we'll hear from the players, and then we'll hear Coach Townsend. So here we go.
Congratulations on the victory, Hunter.
Thank you.
All right. You got to attempt a few kicks for extra points here tonight. The one you kind of moved back and forth a couple of three times. And
We seem to struggle with the blocking sometimes with the extra points, but we got one in.
You got one to go. And tell you what, this is your senior year for the Mules, and you've been in the program for what now, 4 years? Is that right?
Yeah, I had an unfortunate concussion problem, so I've been pretty limited on what I'm allowed to do.
But as you move through this season, what personal goals as a player? We know the team goals, win the BDC, set the record for the most wins consecutively, get to the playoffs, win a couple of games. But yourself personally, what goals have you set for yourself?
Make a field goal. I mean, that's about it. All right. Only go up from here.
All right. Got a few more months left in high school football for you as you move into life after high school. What are your plans?
I plan on going to college for engineering, get a bachelor's in engineering.
All right. All right. Want to thank you for visiting with us.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cam Gardner is going to join us. And, Derek, I'm sorry. I just glanced over. I thought it was 38, not 36. But Derek, congratulations on the victory here tonight. You guys have really done a stellar job this year defensively for the team.
Yeah, we have. Even through like the cold, we still only let them score 3 points, and it was freezing tonight. So, I mean, 11 points on the season through 7 games, that's a pretty great accomplishment, let alone we've put up almost 30 points, 30-plus points almost every game. It's we come out and we compete and give our all every night.
I see you, your black football pants look a bit like those tuxedo pants you tried on the other night.
No, those were not good.
But, you've had a good career here, 4 years.
No, this is my first year playing.
This first year football playing, okay.
Yeah.
You've gotten a lot of playing time this year. As you move throughout the year, what more would you like to accomplish in football?
Well, I mean, everyone knows we want to go 9-0, win the conference, but the main thing we're looking at is we just want to make a playoff push, and we want to go deep, and we want to compete. We want to prove that we're more than a first-round exit.
All right. What's up for Derek Vaughn after football, after high school?
I'm just going to go find out whatever job makes me happy, because if you're happy doing what you you're not really working if you're happy doing what you do to make
money.
All
right, man. Have fun at homecoming.
I appreciate
the visit.
All right. Thank you.
Derek Vaughn, one of the Mule seniors, joining us here tonight. And we'll let Coach Justin Townsend slide on some headsets here. And first of all, Coach, congratulations, 27 in a row. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, hard to believe. Last time we lost the conference game was 2016. I had to check that myself just to believe it. So I will say it's all the success, it flies by quickly. Maybe that sounds odd, but it's on to the next week, on to the next week, you know, and then next thing you know, you've won 27 in a row, and it just goes back to our kids and the work that they put in and the community, the support that we have. And it's been a fun ride. And I tell you what, we're going to keep this thing going as long as we can.
Tell you what, you guys started off like a house of fire tonight. Second play from scrimmage, Wyatt takes it in from 65, yep. And you guys just never looked back.
No, we wanted to come out fast. We wanted to kind of relinquish any hope maybe that they thought they could play with us for a little bit, because they do have some athletes. They can do some things offensively, a little bit unorthodox. They do some unbalanced stuff, and you really got to be prepped, because they have some guys that if you give them a little space, they can go. You know, St. Ledger, I think Grimes is a little dinged up, but he's another good back. Stennett's, done a lot of good things. So I was really proud of our defense, but I feel like our offense each week's getting better and better, and we're getting more explosive. And teams are going to have to make a decision. Do we load the box and try to stop the run, or do we have to keep a few guys deep because we're throwing the ball better each week too? So, and we're spreading it. You can't just key one guy. We got multiple guys running the ball. We got multiple guys catching the ball. Our offensive line's starting to play maybe a little bit with a chip on their shoulder. This is where you want to be going into week 8 and starting to play your best football come into the season, come playoff time.
Landon Zerlini, I think 5 for 7 passed tonight. I think he hit 5 different receivers.
Yeah, he's been doing that last few weeks. He's getting better each week, and it all goes to, every single one of those passes, he had all the time in the world. Lyon gave him a lot of time, a lot of it's off play action. All starts with our run game, get that going, and then a lot of good things happen. So just very pleased overall with our team effort. We got everybody in the game, and, kids never looked back. So, our goal was to get to 40, get that clock running, and enjoy the rest of the homecoming. So,
all right. Next week, Vienna comes to town. They're short on numbers,
yeah,
but they'll fight.
They'll be a little undermanned, but we're going to treat every opponent the same way. We'll prep, we'll exchange film, and we'll try to be locked and loaded and ready for senior night. And, I think if we can get that one next week, that won't be our last game at the train yard. I think that'll pretty well secure a home playoff game for us. And, ultimately that's where you want to be round one. So we're just going to take care of business. I gave the kids time this weekend. Enjoy the weekend, enjoy homecoming, but Monday, we're back to business.
Tomorrow morning, you've got the Big 7-on-7 tournament. How many teams do you have?
We got at least 3, so we may have another team show up, but got at least 3 full teams. We're going to get Registration goes at 9. You can come even if you aren't playing in the 7-on-7 and you're a former player. We're selling some old jerseys. I've already sold several. Got a few set back. People, you know, out of town emailing me, and so that's neat. But you can come get your jersey even if you aren't playing. We'll start the 7-on-7 about 10 o'clock, and we're just going to play probably a round-robin tournament. Be 30 minutes, continuous running clock. People are welcome to come out, spectators, no charge, of course. And any proceeds that we make are going to go to a senior football scholarship. And this is something we are hoping to do every year, homecoming, Saturday morning. So that's the game plan.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the W. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Coach Justin Townsend.
And that was Coach Justin Townsend of the Fairfield Mules football team. Derek Dunn here with you on a Saturday morning. I want to go ahead and talk about the teams that have already qualified for the playoffs and those that are playoff eligible as the list continues to grow each week. Now, Fairfield is 7-0 overall and then in BDC, so they've already been qualified for a spot. Other teams are 7-0 in Southern Illinois, in case you're wondering. DuCoin 7-0, Nashville, Benton, Marion, Columbia, Pena, and Vandalia. There's also several teams that are 6-1. You got Carbondale, Paris, Triad, Greenville, Mount Carmel, Breeze, Monterey Day. East St. Louis is 6-0, but they will play today as well. Now, there are some teams that became playoff eligible following their wins last night. You got Chester that are 5-2, West Frankfort, Murfreesboro, Cahokia, Salem, Flora, Olney Richland County, Bethalto Civic Memorial, Nokomis, and Edwardsville. Now, there are teams in Southern Illinois right there on the bubble, not in yet. Some are still trying to get their fifth win, as they got some work to do. Carmine White County's 4-3, along with El Dorado and Cesar Valera Waltonville. You also got Freeburg, Redbud, Newton, Casey Westville, Mascouda, Highland, East Dalton Wood River, Carlinville, and then there are some teams that are 3-3 and 3-4. You got Alton Marquette. They play today, as well as O'Fallon. Edwards County, they're 3-4 overall. Johnston City, 3-4 as well. You got Heron and Bree Central, Gillespie, Marshall, Robinson, Roxana, Piazza, Southwestern, and Alton. And then Hamilton County, they play today. They're 2-4. So, yeah, there are still teams that are still trying to get to that five-win mark, and they're trying to become playoff eligible and then trying to also get that sixth win as well. So those are the teams in Southern Illinois that are those that have qualified, they've been guaranteed a spot in the playoffs, and then those that still got some work to do, and then there are some that are playoff eligible. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Coming up, we'll hear from Fairfield Lady Mules volleyball coach Chet Snyder, along with a couple of the players as well here, following their match against Hamilton County back on Thursday night. It's coming up here for you, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Swing by the Fairfield Save a Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Saltine crackers, 99 cents. Chili beans, 59 cents. Chili seasoning, 49 cents. And diced tomatoes, 49 cents. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Fairfield Save a Lot store located on West Main Street. Give them a like on Facebook.
Research shows that on average, 50% of Americans carry cash while 77% carry a smartphone. Wouldn't you love to pay a friend with just a few clicks on your phone? Well, now you can. This is Jessica Sanders at the Fairfield Banking Company, and I'm excited to introduce Spin. Spin is a person-to-person payment option that allows you to send money instantly via our mobile app. Pay your beautician, your babysitter, anyone that has a debit card and smartphone. Give us a call or stop by any of our four branches for more details. The Fairfield Banking Company, we're the hometown banks. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Time is 9:20 here. And on Thursday night, we had our volleyball broadcast as the Fairfield Lady Mules hosted Hamilton County. Lady Mules emerged victorious, defeating Hamilton County in varsity play in two sets. Jeff Vaughn, he announced the game along with Hayden McDuffie, and Jeff spoke with Coach Chet Snyder following the match, as well as a couple of players and the manager. You know, spoke with Chloe Britton and Nadia Reed of the volleyball team, and Drew Barbie as well, who is the manager. So here's Jeff chatting with, again, Chloe and Nadia and Drew and Coach Chet Snyder.
Jeff Vaughn here with, you have Chloe Britton here to start off. Welcome.
Hi.
Chloe, congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
On the victory, 24-1 now on the season.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, well, do you happen to remember what your record was last year around about this time?
At Lawrenceville?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't know. Well, how does this season compare to last year? Just in terms of the overall feel.
The team is really like nice, and I mean, so is Lawrenceville's, but the environment, everyone here is so supportive and nice, and it's really great to have all the fans and the parents here.
And this was alumni night, of course, so
yes.
they're down there taking a photo right now. But this is homecoming week, of course.
Yeah.
So today was what was today?
Was it time travel
Thursday? So in the first set there, it was 13-11. Hampton County, pretty good team. 13-5
yes,
coming in.
They're a good team.
But it seemed like you guys were struggling to find your groove there in the first set. Was that because a little extra nerves for homecoming week?
That could be a possibility, yes. We are very excited for homecoming week. It's been a long week, and it's only Thursday, and we still have Friday and Saturday to go. But we're pretty excited just to be playing and stuff for today.
Well, now you're a junior, correct?
Yes.
So it's a little bit early for this, but you're gonna have to get used to this question being asked. What are your plans for the future?
Wow.
I'm finally on the other end of this question.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get somewhere for volleyball, and for career-wise, I'm still very unsure yet, but hoping to keep living my dream of playing volleyball and keeping it going.
All right. Well, thanks for coming up here.
Thank you for having me. We'll let you off
the hook now. Thanks for talking with us, and congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
To my left, Drew Barbie.
Howdy.
Welcome. How are you doing this day?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. So, let's see. I don't see you in the program, so I don't know. What year of school are you right now?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior right
yep.
now. All right. Did you dress up for homecoming today? Asking the real questions.
No, I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
Unbelievable.
Well, there's too many options. Couldn't pick one.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
But congratulations on the Battle of the Classes victory.
Thanks.
And also the Penny War victory as well.
Oh,
junior
yeah.
class winning both
Proved
of those.
It's not rigged.
Which I was about ready to say that back in my day it was rigged.
It was.
So congratulations. But
Thanks.
what's your role on this team? I know Hayden McDuffie said team manager, but what does that entail?
I basically like do like all the stats and stuff, and get water if they need it. And that's about it.
Okay. So what kind of stats do you keep for someone who doesn't keep volleyball stats? What are they?
So there's sets and assists. Mm-hmm. There's digs. There's kills, serves, and I think that's about it.
All right. So from your stat perspective tonight, who had the most statistically impressive game?
I'd probably say Chloe Britton.
Chloe Britton.
Yeah.
I'd agree with you.
Yeah.
But we've got Nadia Reed coming back up here, so
yep.
let me ask you this. What are your plans for the future?
I don't know. Yeah, I kind of want to go and play college ball, but I'm not sure yet.
College ball?
Like volleyball.
College yeah. volleyball. Yeah. All right.
Thanks.
All right. Well.
I guess I'll give it to Nadia.
Well, congratulations on,
Thank you.
On your role. Nice job tonight.
Thanks. See
ya. Drew Barbie. All right, so we'll have number three now. Welcome back.
Hello.
How's it going?
Great.
How was the photo?
Oh, it was I'm exhausted.
That good? That good?
It's so good.
All right, so you are one of the three seniors on this team, correct?
Yeah.
Have you played volleyball all 4 years?
Yes.
You have? All right. Forgive me, I didn't watch too much last year. Were you a regular rotation player last year, or is this your first year? Okay. All right, and let's see. What's your primary position? Middle hitter? Is that correct? So you go up there. What do you prefer to hit whenever you have a chance to put a ball away? Do you like to go up there and just wail on it and send 160, 70 miles an hour, or do you like the little cut shots? What's your preference?
It really just depends on where the ball's at, like how high, how low, how fast it is, angle I'm at.
Give the perfect scenario. What's your dream shot?
Going cut? For a three in the middle.
All right. You're one of the three seniors on this team, as we mentioned, 24-1. How does this season compare to last year whenever you went so far into the postseason, which I think the farthest the volleyball team has gone in, 40, 50 years, something like that? How does this season compare just general feel-wise?
It feels very different.
Really?
Yeah. Last year in Albion, we made it to the first round of sectionals and got knocked out. And, it was really upsetting because we were going to miss all of our seniors. And then this year, I improved a lot over in Albion, but Chet has taken me a long way, and I improved. You can see the improvement I've done because of the whole team and, how everybody's, so forgiving. So
And I see it in a few shirts out there now. The one thing that I see, the Facebook posts is always, we over me. We over me all the time. I think in all of your huddles down there, you end everything with we,
yeah,
correct. How does that make it? Does that free it up for you? I mean, you mentioned less pressure on you a little bit. Is that just the general atmosphere? We over me definitely helpful for you.
Yeah, definitely. Because I don't know. This is everybody's in for this. They don't hold you for your mistakes. If you mess up, they're not gonna get mad. Everybody, if you mess up, you're there for the team. The whole it's not you can't play by yourself. It's we, not just you.
Fantastic. You're a senior. What are your plans? You've heard this question now, I'm sure. So you'll have a more detailed answer. What do you have in the future for you?
I plan to go to college down in Florida, Weber International.
What's the name?
Weber International.
To play volleyball or for something completely different?
Volleyball and beach volleyball.
Yeah, Florida's a good place to go then.
Yeah, get my tan on.
Any major ideas for you?
I thought about doing pre-law to be a lawyer or going to education.
Sweet heavens. Much more ambitious than I was.
Oh, yeah. I've been working on this all last minute.
All right. Well, thanks for coming up. Congratulations on the win and good luck down there to Florida. Hope it goes well.
Thank you.
All right. Nadia Reed up here. Thank you so very much. Jeff Vaughn alongside Coach Chet Snyder, 24-1. Coach Chet Snyder,
24-1 feels pretty good.
Feels good, and I know you're pressed for time here. Have an urgent engagement here coming up.
My 70-year-old mom has retired, and she goes 3 hours away, and she thinks she has to come down here for every game. So we're going out for Mexican at 8:30, and then my 70-year-old mother is driving home. So
that's the true Mexican supper time is 8:30. So you're living the culture. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
I want to mention there in game number one, it's 13-11, kind of back and forth. You started off relatively strong and then hit a little bit of a rough patch. And then you called a timeout, or someone called a timeout. We thought it was you. It was evidently Hamilton County. But then Lexi Hobbs went to the back line to serve, and you had the front trio of Callie Vaughn, Nadia Reed, and Jacqueline Sims, I believe. And you just ripped off a nine point run there. Yeah,
that's a pretty good front line.
Yeah. Yeah. What makes that line so good? Oh gosh.
Well, that's the only rotation where we have Nadia and Jacqueline up there at the same time. And that's I told Lexi she can't miss because it's some serve receives you wanna try to score at the line, but that's not one because when you have two players Nadia and Jack on the front row at the same time, you wanna take advantage of it. So that's a good rotation for us. We want to score a little bit more out of it, actually.
You told Lexi Hobbs she couldn't miss. I believe it was actually a service error that wound up putting that little 9-point run
I know, she
to bed.
Did not listen very well.
But Hobbs, of course, I mean, the best libero the business that most of these spectators here are going to see. But really, the game tonight,
we're spoiled.
You really are. You've got so many good players.
Unless you have one of those, you don't know what you're missing. And then you go try to play a good team without one of those, and yeah, she's spectacular. And that's why I tell people all the time, come out and watch her play.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, does she hit it hard? And I'm like, no. But it's still special to watch what she does.
Yeah. I think it was Wheeze that said, what, water covers, what, 75% of the earth. Lexi Hobbs takes care of the rest.
That's exactly right.
The one player I want to mention tonight, though, was Chloe Britton. Seemed like she had a very strong game in multiple aspects, both with her. Well, she'll set up that line, that front line of Vaughn Sims and
She's setting Reed during that rotation too, so that's super strong for
her. Quite a few kills for her as well.
She didn't play well about the first when it was about 10-10 that first game, and she had a couple bad calls against her, and I think that kind of affected her a little bit. And then after that, she turned it on, and she really. Her game is just so complete. She can set the ball. She can hit the ball. She's usually one of the smartest kids on the court.
Yeah.
And for someone who, like, she doesn't have a lot of weakness, and she at the service line, she drives me crazy sometimes because she wants to score every time at the service line too. Well, we don't need her to, you know. And she kind of played on a team that she had to score, you know, at the service line too, and we can score. You know, sometimes we just need her to pick on somebody and make it a little tough, not get an ace. So,
well, there's the whole we over me concept once again.
Right.
But I asked your players this. I'll ask you real quick. How does this team stack up against last year's? Maybe an unfair question, but just your overall thoughts on the season thus far.
Every team is different, but this team just has more tools than any team I've ever had. I think any of the alumni would tell you that, you know, when you have a lot of, there's about five girls out there that would have been our best player in a lot of other years. You know, Kylie Stewart is an incredible volleyball player. And now, like, you know, people don't, she's kind of playing out of position because, you know, she's probably a libero, you know. Well, we got Lex there, you know, and we want her on the court as much as we can. Then, when you play really big teams, sometimes you got to, you know, pull her off, and it's nice that you can stick a 5'11 freshman like Makana in there, and she's really coming along. I don't know if you watched our JV at all, but tickled to death with them. They got win number 14 tonight, and they just only have one loss, and our fresh soft played tremendous. Our JV, we actually got them in today at Edwards County. They're going to be in the varsity tournament over there, and that'll be great for them.
Yeah.
So they're in a pool with Mount Carmel and Olney. And we're not going to drop varsity girls down to play in it. You know, we want to keep building on what we're doing. And then on that same day, we're sending our fresh soft to a JV tournament in West Frankfort. So that'll be great for our kids. So.
And what day is that?
Oh, it's October 19th, next Saturday.
All right. Things to look forward to here for the volleyball team.
Yep.
But we'll let you get to your family.
Let me get to Mexican. Okay.
Thanks for coming up and talking with us.
Again, that was Lady Mules volleyball coach Chet Snyder. Also heard from Chloe and Drew and Nadia. We'd like to mention our next volleyball broadcast is Monday, as the Mules will host Edwards County and the annual Volley for the Cure match. We'll have that broadcast for you right around 7 o'clock Monday night on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Time is 9:33 here. You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. I'll be right back. We'll take a look at the... check out the week in sports. Been a busy week in sports, and also the local sports schedule as well. So stay tuned to 104.9 WFIW. Be right back following these words.
Vaughn's Tire is ready to help you before it's too late with all your tire and battery needs. They have every kind of tire, from a lawnmower to those big old tractor tires. If you want car tires, they have a large selection of brand name tires, and if you need batteries, they have them also. No matter what your tire needs are, they have you covered at Vaughn's Tire. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's. Give them a call today, 842-3500.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Gonzalez with People's National Bank. People's National Bank has partnered with Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send and receive money with family, friends, and others you trust. You can use Zelle today right from your PNB To Go mobile banking app. Money moves directly between bank accounts fast. Stop by People's National Bank today to learn more about Zelle. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like it's a season away. To others, it's the next whistle to get back in the football game. United Mutual Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate their student-athletes competing under those Friday night lights. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and they love cheering them to victory. They go for a touchdown in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual insurance provider today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you in the WFIW studios. Let's go ahead and talk about sports stories here. What's been happening this week? Now, the inaugural Fairfield Community High School Football Alumni 7-on-7 tournament is today. Now, registration is going on now. Play begins at 10 o'clock. Cost is $100 per team of 7 to 10 players and all participants. Must be FCHS football alumni. Teams may include players from different graduating classes. All participants will receive an inaugural 7-on-7 t-shirt sponsored by CSI Insurance. All alumni entry fees and donations will go to an FCHS graduating football player scholarship. Now, alumni will also have the chance to purchase old Mules jerseys from 2001 to 2015, with all proceeds going to help purchase new Mules football uniforms. The Fairfield Park District end of the season two-person 27-hole scramble is set for Saturday, October 19th. That's next Saturday at the Fairfield Public Golf Course with a shotgun start at 9 a.m. The end of the season scramble is sponsored by 4G Oilfield Distribution, Carter & Son Trucking, and Wabash Communications. Tournament co-sponsors are Clearwave Communications, FMB, and Jason and Michael Gill of Gill Excavating, LLC. Hole sponsors are La Fuente and Nails Funeral Home. Cart sponsors, Ray and Gene Enterprises. This event is limited to 30 teams. The entry fee of $50 per person includes cart and lunch. A team sign-up sheet is located outside the pro shop at the course. If you have any questions, you can contact the course at 847-7222. Additional sponsorships are available for businesses and individuals to help support the Fairfield Park District and the Fairfield Public Golf Course joint mission to provide recreation to everyone. Final deadline for adding your business or family name to the tournament sponsor signage on the course has been extended. It's been extended to 5 p.m. Monday, October 14th. You can email martinrvaughn@gmail.com. Your commitment level and information. Sponsorship options include flexible levels for any budget as follows. Title sponsor $500, title co-sponsor $300, hole sponsor $250, and a cart sponsor $100. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff is confirming reports that MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred is threatening to move the A's to Las Vegas. She tells KTVU that Manfred told her the A's could possibly be relocated if the city doesn't drop its lawsuit against the county. Manfred admits he mentioned the possibility but says nothing is imminent at this time. American gymnast Simone Biles is now the most decorated female gymnast in history. Biles won her 21st World Championship medal Tuesday in Stuttgart, Germany, beating the previous female record of 20 medals. 22-year-old Olympian also holds a record for the most World Championship gold medals in history with 15. Team USA won their fifth consecutive world team title at the event in Germany, which is not over yet. Biles will be competing in the women's all-around final on Thursday and has more events this weekend. Record-breaking medal count is expected to rise. Stay tuned. Coming up, we'll take a look here at the sports schedule for today, both locally as well as nationally here for you. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Be right back following these words.
Mules take on Vianna-Gorville Friday in high school football. We've got it for you on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. Our broadcast about 6:45 p.m. Friday from the train yard.
Eels Football is brought to you by Fairfield Printing and Graphics, McDowell, Kinslow & Jessup, LLC, Garmin Trucking, Fairfield Ready Mix, Lamont Chevrolet Chrysler, Carter Trucking, FNB Fairfield National Bank, and Wainwright Propane.
Moms and dads, do you have a new driver in the family? Then now's the time to get your teenager set up with a Citizens National Bank of Albion savings or checking account, Visa debit card, and safe and secure online and mobile banking products like our new Tap and Pay mobile wallets. Come in today to any one of our 6 locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. Our knowledgeable teams will set your teens up with all the banking tools they need for a strong financial future.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Let's go ahead and take a look here. Before I mention a local sports schedule, I want to mention this here. This is from Marty Slover, who was the head softball coach of the Frontier Bobcats. And head softball coach again, Frontier Bobcats. The Frontier Bobcats softball pork burger sale is actually going to be occurring at the Wayne County Courthouse Square. Pork burgers, tenderloin sandwiches, and hot dogs starting 11 o'clock until they sell out. And Bobcat Softball, thank you for your support. Again, that's the Frontier Bobcat Softball Pork Burger Sale. It's going to be happening today at the Wayne County Courthouse Square. Pork burgers, tenderloin sandwich, and hot dogs starting at 11 a.m. until they sell out. And again, Frontier Bobcat Softball, thanks you for your support. Contact Coach Slover. Have any questions about that? Let's go ahead and take a look here at the local sports schedule for today. High school volleyball action, Wayne City is at the Thompsonville Tournament. High school cross country, FCHS is running over there in Centralia. High school football game of note here in the BDC, Hamilton County. They'll make the trek down south to take on the Vienna-Gorville Eagles. That starts at 1 o'clock. College football action, our coverage will be starting up minutes away as the Illinois Fighting Illini football team, they're going to be taking on Michigan. You can hear the game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Also, Southern Illinois will be taking on Illinois State at 6 o'clock tonight. Eastern Illinois will face Jacksonville State at 12 noon in Charleston at O'Brien Field. A college baseball action at 12 noon. Frontier will be at Olney Central College, taking on the Blue Knights. NHL action for you. The St. Louis Blues having a great start to the season. They'll be on the road to Montreal. Ice puck drop will be at 6 o'clock tonight. And the Blackhawks will face the Winnipeg Jets on the ice at 6 p.m. That about wraps up Sports Talk here for this Saturday, October 12th, homecoming week here in Fairfield. We'd like to thank our sponsors for Sports Talk this morning. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wayne White Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Banking Company, Vaughn's Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank. If you happen to hear any of these sponsors being mentioned, their ads, and even me voicing it out here, please, if you have the opportunity, tell them how much you appreciate their sponsorship of Sports Talk here every Saturday morning during the local sports seasons. Also, our football broadcast for both Fairfield and Edwards County. Haven't heard any of those sponsors during the football broadcast. Please, if you have the opportunity, thank them for their sponsorship. Fairfield Mules Football on 104.9 WFIW and also Edwards County Lions Football on WOKZ 105.9. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps it up here for Sports Talk on this Saturday, October 12th. We'd like to remind you that every episode of Sports Talk is podcasted following airtime, and it'll be uploaded to our website, WFIWradio.com. All you have to do is just click on Bus and then click on Sports Talk. You can also listen to past episodes of Sports Talk as well. I'm Derek Dunn, signing off. Have a wonderful Saturday. Be safe this weekend. We'll see you all next Saturday, October 19th. Until then, so long.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk has been brought to you by Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, People's National Bank, Vaughn's Tire, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield National Bank, Wainwright Propane, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Sports Talk can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. This has been a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.